Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Deep in Firefly Swamp lives a frog named Frogger and a toad named Lumpy. The best friends were about to go fishing together when suddenly a mischievous little crocodile sneaks behind Lumpy and forces a mind control helmet on his head, leading him astray. When Frogger eventually notices the absence of his friend, he sets off on an adventure to save him and to destroy the other mind control helmets, all created by a great tyrannical alligator known as Dr. Warney, who seeks world domination. Frogger Helmet Chaos is an isometric precision platformer game released in 2005 on the PlayStation Portable and the Nintendo DS. Though it may look like a simple action game on the surface, what with its cartoony characters and humorous dialogue, the game itself is surprisingly difficult, especially in the game's later levels. Frogger Helmet Chaos controls nearly identically to the original 1981 Frogger arcade game, only this time Frogger is much faster and can jump long distances, though he'll be traversing many different environments rather than just crossing a road, such as a swamp, a beach, a jungle, the belly of a giant fish, a factory, and a great fortress. Also, depending on which path you take when you finish a level, the story will change slightly, and you will face new levels to complete, and you may even get the chance to play as a few of the supporting characters in some levels too. Additionally, the game features several unlockable multiplayer games, including a quick game of tag, a crumbling arena, and a battle to keep hold of a crown for the longest. But it also features the original 1981 Frogger arcade game, though in a slightly updated form, with 3D models instead of 2D sprites, and slightly different music, but it retains its pixelated retro look regardless. And if you complete the game's main story, then be sure to try it again and take a different path, and you might find yourself with a different ending. Join me again next time,